Testing 1, 2, 3, 4.
How was your weekend, Mike?
Good.
You? Pretty good. Looks like the first day of the week for me now. We were talking about the house you were born in.
Yeah.
The other day. That was that on a farm?
Yeah, no, I wasn't born in house. I grew up in there.
Yeah. That house, was it, did you have other buildings around?
Oh, yeah.
On the line?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Had a old smokehouse and a mule barn.
Uh-huh. What was a mule barn like?
It was a two-story, had a hayloft on top, and then on the south side, the hayloft, it was open in the floor where you could throw hay down into the hay chutes for the mules in the stall. And then on the northwest section of it, it had a big corn bin where we stored corn for the winter for the livestock. And through the center it was open where you could store equipment. It was a pretty good sized barn.
Did you ever hear the corn bin called anything else? Did you ever have other names for it? Or
thing.
Did you ever call it a corn crib?
Crib, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What would that, would there be any difference between a corn crib and a corn bin? Would you?
Yeah, you know, used to, we had corn cribs, just one building, that's all we put in, it was corn. They used to refer to it as crib.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Would you see one type of building that you might be inclined to call a crib, and another one you might call a bin?
Yeah, usually. I always thought, you know, a crib was separate by itself, a corn crib, usually referred to it as, but we used to refer to this one some as the crib, corn crib, you know, too.
Uh-huh.
It, but it was built into the mule barn.
When you were growing corn, did you have a name for the top of the corn?
Yeah, tulsa.
Mm-hmm. And the kind of silky. It's really fine.
Yeah.
Thread is like.
We used to call it the silk.
Mm-hmm.
Or still do.
Uh-huh. What do you call the outer part of the corn?
The shuck.
Did you ever raise watermelons?
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh. What kinds of different watermelons would you have?
Oh, it's been a while. We used to raise a few cannonballs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the large.
Uh-huh, it's kind of, it's round.
Yeah.
You ever hear that called any other names?
I forgot the name of them.
Uh-huh.
The trade name of them.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody referred to them as old cannonball.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I forgot. And,
are they like a honeydew melon? Would you know if they're not?
No, they're bigger than the average watermelon.
Uh-huh.
They get up 60, 65 pounds.
Mm.
And they were completely round.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
Truckers claim the reason they didn't buy them too good was they was hard to stack.
Uh-huh.
To haul.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. Kind of hard to handle.
Yeah.
Not as you could roll them or something.
You saw them.
Yeah, yeah. Did you ever have other names for a honeydew melon? Or would you call it a honeydew melon?
Yeah.
Would you know what I was talking about?
I guess you're talking about what we call them little melons?
Mm-hmm.
What we call them?
Let me see. Well, there's a lot of
mushmelon. It used to be a mushmelon.
Yeah.
I think they're about the same, ain't they?
Mm-hmm.